Welcome to the Chica Travel Podcast.
Hey Lelo, thanks for having me.
Yes,
how are you?
Hi, finally. You are busy, busy. You are in demand.
I wish.
You actually, before we get started on just a bit about you, I think you actually started some travel conversations on your Instagram during lockdown. How's that going?
It's going great. I've had, on the travel side, I've had 13 sessions. And on the hiking side, I've had about 17.
What?
So it's going great, yeah.
That is amazing.
So I've been busy during lockdown.
So you are having, just tell us a bit about what those IG sessions are and how often do you have them?
Oh, okay. So on Tuesdays, which is Travel Tuesday, I do travel chats. So what I do, I chat with travel bloggers, travel entrepreneurs, and also just ordinary people that enjoy traveling. Mm. So what I do, I interview them, and I've done interviews with people in Kenya and Uganda, and mainly South Africans. So it can be anyone from anywhere. Mm. I just need to set up that contact and then we're good to go.
Wow.
So with the local travel, I've tried to interview a lot of travel entrepreneurs just to find out how ready are they for the opening. That was before we opened for level 2. Mm. And then now going into level 1, I just had an interview with Dumi and yesterday. So we chat about her packages that she's prepared for the South African market. Mm. So yeah, that's what I do on the travel side. And then on the hiking side, I just interview hikers. Also with that, it can be anyone from anywhere. I just interview people that enjoy hiking, and then we talk about hiking. We do different trails. So in South Africa, I've done, I think, more than 10 trails.
Wow.
So we're trying to inform people about the different trails we have in our country and how can we access them. Also, we also, as Adventure Travel Tribe, we organize hiking vacations. So we're trying also to establish which other hikes can we embark on as the community. So, yeah.
That is so cool. And all these conversations are available on your Instagram?
Yes, they are all on my Instagram. The travel chats are on my Black Case Girl platform, and then the hiking chats, some of them are on the Black Case Girl chat, and some of them are on the Adventure Travel Tribe page.
Oh, okay, cool stuff. So you are super excited. Well, you are very fascinated with the whole hiking thing. Why hiking? How did you even get into it?
So my hiking journey started in 2017. So if you hear me talk about hiking now, you think I started a long time ago.
Yeah.
And it only started in 2017 when one of my friends, two actually, Saul and Saint, decided that we need to go and do Walter Sisulu Botanic Gardens.
Mm.
So we did that. And from that day, I never stopped. Because we had intended to do it once a month. We did it on the first month, second month, third month. No, it didn't happen. Mm. So from there, I decided this is something I want to do. So I went to Cape Town, visit my friends, and then we ended up doing Table Mountain. Mm. And then from there, we organized a trip to Knysna. Mm. We did a 5-day trip. And we had never done a multi-day hike. So that was something that we were all first-timers of. Yeah. And then when we got there, we got a lesson of our lives because we thought we were ready, but no.
I can imagine. And you were all first-timers going there thinking, oh, gosh.
We thought we can do this. And then day one was the hardest. But as we got closer to the finish line, it got better because now we could easily anticipate the stuff that we encounter, the terrain, the kilometers. Remember, when you do these trails, they will tell you it's 10 kilometers. But when you're using other gadgets, you'll find out it's 16 kilometers. Sure. So now we were ready mentally to deal with all those things. So by the third day, we were good. So, yeah, that's it.
Wow. And then what I'm curious to hear what your reaction was. You know, during lockdown, people were like, even I started hiking. So, you know, everybody was just like hiking. And there was a lot of conversation on social media. So what was your reaction to seeing everybody, you know, get into hiking during the lockdown?
Yeah, I stopped hiking. Like, I couldn't. When I saw, like, but that was a decision that I had made prior to hiking being open for everyone.
Okay.
So in March, that's when I stopped hiking. So when they opened, I already told myself I'm not going to hike. So when I saw the number of people on the trails, that's when I decided, in fact, this is the right decision. I'm not going hiking. Plus, I catch flu very easy. So if I catch a cold, it can translate to a flu. So I just decided for the whole of winter, I'm not going to hike. So that's why I'm saying I stopped. So, but even after, after the weather cleared, I told myself I'm not touching any of the trails that I've seen a lot of people liked. The one that I did, is, which is popular, I did it during the week because I couldn't.
During the week. We are all at work. Yeah. You guys can hike.
Yeah. So, so now, I started now hiking in September. Yeah. And I've done a two, it's, the other one is not quiet, but I chose a trail which is a bit secluded so that I don't get to interact with a lot of people.
Where
so
is this now? Where did you go?
That was Modderfontein.
Oh.
So in Modderfontein, they've opened up a lot of trails.
Mm.
So I did the one that is closer to the biking trails.
Mm.
So other people were on the other side, which is closer to the dam. So I was further up, not closer to the dam.
Okay, I also went to check it out during, you know, one of these lockdown sessions of mine. It was quite an enjoyable thing. And I think what where's the furthest that you've been though to go hiking? Where's the furthest that you went to?
Like traveled to hike.
Yeah, traveled to just to because I wanted to experience hiking in whatever that place.
Okay. So the last international trip was Switzerland. So we did 4 days of hiking in Switzerland, and we did the highest peak on the Swiss Alps on the Switzerland side, which is the Matterhorn. So that is the furthest we've gone. But in South Africa, the furthest we've gone, it will be Neisner, because we've done Drakensberg, but Drakensberg is just here. So Neisner will be the furthest.
And
in Africa, we did, in Kenya, we hiked Ngong Hills. And then in Tanzania, we just did, we didn't really do the Kilimanjaro hike, but we went there just to see.
Is it something you want to do?
Yes. Next year in October, we are doing Mount Kilimanjaro. We're supposed to go this year in December, but we had to cancel. So we're going next year in October.
Ah, okay. Wow, that's awesome. I look forward to seeing all of that. And I think I think I'll also go back and actually listen to your conversations, your interviews with you know with your hiker crew, because I really like with just the little tastes that I got from you know from experiencing it. It's so amazing. And I was like, why haven't I tried this before? I really think it's one of those things that I'll slowly. So I guess I'll just follow your conversations and see where have you been. So we can check those out. And start small, you know, those little ones, not those overnight hikes. I don't think I'm made for that.
No, even with those, you don't, like the one we did in Drakensberg, we didn't go for camping. We booked the Cathedral Peak Hotel. So we'd go hiking and then we'll come sleep in a comfortable bed. We'll have proper breakfast and proper dinner. So it depends how you want to do it. So there's no set way of doing it. If you want to rough it up, you can, but you can also glamp it or even go as soft as we did. So you must just pick your struggle.
Yeah. Okay. So we are now in September. It's Tourism Month. It's Heritage Month. You are doing something super exciting. Tell us about your virtual hike. What's happening? Okay. What is it?
All right. So as Adventure Travel Tribe, we had decided to take on a CSI project, which is a travel youth fund. So with that, we are trying to enable the unlikely travelers to be able to travel and also become global citizens. I'm an advocate for global citizenship. Mm-hmm. I believe that your way of thinking and your way of relating to others can't be confined to what you know, which is South Africa. You need to go out there and experience other countries, mm-hmm. and then you can begin to think like a global citizen. Mm-hmm. So for me, that is a very big thing. It's unfortunate that I only started thinking about these things in my late 30s. Because had I thought about them very early, yeah. I would have been out of the country a long time ago. Mm. So I'm trying to create opportunities for other people to do what I couldn't do. Mm. So with the virtual hike, we are trying to raise funds for the Travel Youth Fund. So whatever that we are going to make from registrations for the virtual hike, we are going to take all that money and put it on the Travel Youth Fund. Yes.
So how does it work, the virtual hike? What do I need to do?
Okay. So what you need to do, you need to go into my blog, which is Black Case Girl, which is www.blackcasegirl.co.za. Mm-hmm. It's going to be the first article you see. And then what you do, you look for the poster. On the poster, you just click, and then the form will pop up. So you fill the form, that is your registration. And then if you want to donate or to pay for the registration fee, the banking details will be on the form. So that's how you can get involved. So even if you're not hiking but you'd like to donate, you'll see the banking details. And also we advise people to register even if you are not going to hike on that day, so that we can have the number of people that participated first and the number of people that have donated, so that when we acknowledge people, we know exactly who we're talking to. So that's how people can get involved. So about the main event, it's on the 24th of September. Mm-hmm. We went for the 24th of September because it's our Heritage Day. Yeah. So if you would remember, it's a public holiday. And people on that day enjoy family or friends type of activities. Mm. So this fit very well with that, because if you're out with your family, you don't need to do 15, 10 kilometers. It can be 5 kilometers. As long as you are doing it with your people, then it's fine. So it doesn't need to be a strenuous hike. So anyone can do it. Even if you just decide to go to Walter Sisulu Botanic Gardens, which is a 5 kilometer hike,
yeah,
you can do that. Even if you go to Modderfontein and don't go for the full 10 kilometers, you can do your 5 kilometers as long as you hiked on that day. And then in return, people are advised or requested to send their pictures to the Adventure Travel Tribe page. Mm-hmm. You can access it on Instagram. And on Twitter, if you want to use Twitter, you can use the Black Case Girl page. Mm. So, but we'd advise people to use Instagram, because as we all know, Instagram is for pictures.
Yes.
So just log onto the Adventure Travel Tribe page and tag us on your pictures, and then we will flight them throughout the week.
That is awesome. And I'm seeing the prices, it's 50 rands for adults and 20 rands for kids, because we also want to encourage the kids to also get into hiking as well.
Yes, yes. So we try to make it as affordable as possible. We know no one has got money lying somewhere. And also it's going to be easy for people to support if it's just 50 rands. But then if you want to donate more, you are more than welcome. but it had to be affordable for everyone.
Of course.
Because this is a family challenge. So if you're a family of six, you don't want to end up now spending 600. Mm. You 150, 300 will still be manageable. So that's why we kept our prices so low. And also it's a donation, so.
Yeah. Is the Travel Youth Fund, are you guys only starting it now, or have you had it for a while?
No, we're only starting it now. So this is the launch of the Youth Fund.
Okay, so I really think it's such an awesome initiative, because you're literally just encouraging young people to travel and explore, yes, so that they can get exposed to all different cultures and all of that. And I think it's one of those things that I tell, you know, when I've got these youngsters that I'm friends with, and I'm just like, guys, uh-huh, you don't have kids, you don't have anything, just go, because you're not going,
yes,
somewhere for like a year or whatever. You can always come back home. And I think there's so much education and awareness that you get from getting out of your comfort zone, which is South Africa,
yes,
and other cultures. So that's you yes, are the biggest thing. You wanna get that started from, you know, from for young people at an early age.
Yeah, that's what I've been doing with my daughter. So each year we have our own trip. So sometimes it's two trips. And this year we haven't had our trip, and she's reminded me. When are we going away? She's 20.
How did you? Yeah, I guess because she's a daughter. You mean my son doesn't care about traveling anywhere with me.
So shame.
So you hope Sweden opens the borders so you guys can do your trip with your daughter again?
Yeah, but I don't. We're not going to do any internationals, so it's gonna be just local.
Yeah.
Yeah. So we'll try and do something. I'm thinking Limpopo, but we'll see where we go.
Okay.
So. Yeah. So what I've done with her friends as well, I tried to encourage them. So in 2018, I took them to Mozambique.
Nice.
So, but I also want to make them responsible enough to know that you raise your own funds. I was supplement, but you must come with something. So
yeah,
they wanted to do the two Europe, but now the money is not coming. So.
There you go.
I don't know when I'm going to do that. So, but okay. Yeah, I'm trying to create a community of travelers.
Yeah. No, I really, really love that. And I really want you to please come back to the podcast so we can just talk a bit more about your travels. I know today was really just about, you know, what you are doing with the virtual hike now for September. And we are going to go and say goodbye, because we want to go and listen to Cyril and what he's going to tell us. So where do we find you then? Online, blackcasegirl.co.za. That's your website. And then on Instagram and Twitter.
Same. Instagram, Instagram is
so on Twitter, blackcase_girl.
Yes. And then on Instagram, it's blackcasegirl_za.
Oh, okay. I know, it's just so annoying when you want a name and it's taken on another platform and now you have to change it. But anyway, but I'll put your details anyway on the podcast description and when we post, so that people can just click and be able to access all the information about your virtual hike.
Mm-hmm. Yes, please do that. We want to have as many people as possible. Because we are doing this for a good cause. So I believe South Africans can make a difference.
Yeah.
It's not a lot, but it will go a long way for someone who doesn't even know what traveling means. Because what we're trying to do, we're trying to get to the people that would have thought, I will never travel in my life. We're trying to reach those type of people. My daughter is the last person to be on that fund, because I can provide for her. There are people that, there are kids that, there's no hope of them being exposed to any form of traveling. Even moving from one town to the next within their own province. So those are the type of people we're trying to reach, to open up their minds, to make them understand that they can do anything and anything is possible as long as they concentrate on their studies and try as hard as they can to be better people.
Okay, I love it, and I will definitely donate, and I will call for my and hope that I can't promise hiking, but I will donate.
Thank you. We appreciate that.
Yeah, and I'll ask
also for the people that that will be hiking, there is a prize up for grabs. We are giving away hiking poles, so we are encouraging hikers to continue with the tradition. So if you are part of the hiking on the 24th, you'll stand a chance of winning hiking poles. Please support our virtual hike.
Okay.
Awesome. Most of the time, I know we've been talking about virtual meetings, virtual everything, but still people don't understand when it comes to hiking. And we've had a virtual run, which was the comrades, yes. But people are still not sure what it means
about it. Yeah.
So it means you have wherever you are.
Yeah.
You don't need to be.
You don't all gather.
Yeah. There's no gathering.
Yeah. I think this thing has forced us to do things differently. But I guess I will direct everyone to your pages then on social media. If they've got any other questions, they can just reach out to you. And guys, please have a look at her website. She's got travel guides. She's got tips. She's got lots of nice information about travel. She's from the Eastern Cape. Do you have stuff about Eastern Cape on your website?
Yeah, I've got family resorts or Eastern Cape. I've got East London. I've got the Wild Coast. I've done the Wild Coast twice, so I've got a lot of information on that. So, yeah.
Okay, I'm going
to quite a few stuff
to read about the Wild Coast because I want to go there. All right.
And also, next week, we'll be in PE, which is more Eastern Cape. So, if they follow me, they will see more stuff about PE.
Okay, awesome. Thank you so much, Noxie. I really appreciate your time. We'll tell everyone about the virtual hike, ne?
Thank you so much, Lelo.
Okay,
thanks for having me.
Thank you very much for listening to this episode. I hope you enjoyed it. We will catch up again next week. But in the meantime, if you listen on Apple, please leave a review and comment. It helps other people find the podcast as well if you do that. So I appreciate that very much. And also, you can find us on social media at Chica Travel Pod, #ChicaTravelPod. Until next week, goodbye.